And as a handful of states move towards reopening, Nebraska, Ohio, and North Dakota are seeing cases rise. And the head of the CDC tells the Washington Post a second wave next winter could be worse than the wave passing through much of the country right now.
Well, in and around Washington, D.C., there are now more than 26,000 confirmed cases. That includes Maryland and Virginia. It's become a hotspot with more than 1,000 confirmed deaths. Martin Ostermuhl is a reporter at WAMU in Washington. And Martin, can you lay out for us what's going on there with the pandemic in the D.C. region, what experts estimate the peak to be, and how hospitals are doing?
Well, it's kind of all over the place when it comes to the peak. I mean, you have the district, you have Maryland and Virginia, and all three states have kind of adopted their own models that tell them when they think their peak case count is going to be and how the hospitals are going to fare. But at this point across the region, it could be anywhere from mid-May to as late as July. That's where the district is. They're saying late into the summer this could be going on. But there are glimmers of hope, though. Over the last week, leaders in the region have said that they have seen some signs that the curve is flattening. So they are starting to see that they may be coming in a little sooner than they expected. Now, in terms of hospitalization data, all the governments around here say they have enough hospital beds to handle demand, but they have been beefing up. Both the district and Maryland are using convention centers as field hospitals, just in case the worst of what could happen does happen.
Okay, so we also know that Governor Larry Hogan purchased 500,000 tests from South Korea. That was a super controversial thing because the president claimed that Maryland had enough tests. What do we know about testing there?
Well, so like a lot of places across the country, testing capacity has been very limited. So Governor Hogan essentially did what he could. He went to South Korea. He got 500,000 tests from them. Now, to put it into context, Maryland has only tested 70,000 people to date. So 500,000 is a huge increase for them.
That's Martin Ostermuhl. He's a reporter at WAMU in Washington. Thanks for this update.
Thanks for having me.